Let's see here. The reason I had to hold Ron off for a minute, because the next thing on the list here, that he gives me this magical cheat sheet, so I go, oh, really? I wonder what that's. Tater Tot and Beer Festival. I'm thinking that's Ron will have, like, tater tots smeared across his face. Oh, glaze in his eye. Tater Tot Beer Festival. How do you beat that for comfort food, Ron?
Well, you can't partly beat it. And and it happens in Grand Rapids every year. I'm not sure exactly which year this is. I've been to this before, and I didn't know there was that many ways to do tater tots.
It's 2024.
And there's always a lot of different ways to wash them down, wondrous ways to wash them down, I might say.
I've always liked tater tots.
You might need comfort, because I do have breaking news. You know the shoe tree up north of Kalkaska?
Yeah.
Up that way? Yeah, they cut it down.
Why?
The state took it down because it had become a danger. There were so many pairs of shoes on it. In fact, when they got it down, it took 3 pickup trucks loaded to get all the shoes out of there. The shoes were killing the branches, and there was a danger that the branches were going to fall onto the road.
You know what's going to happen? So they'll already have a new shoe tree by tomorrow.
I'm way behind on getting this news out there, because I'm sure that the people are out there right now doing a new shoe tree. But that one's gone. So the point is, when you're traveling in Michigan, some of these wondrous roadside attractions, stop and take your picture, because you never know. I mean, I just passed it 5 days ago, and now it's gone.
Now it's gone. It's over.
So
these shoes were made for walking. So, that's over. Yeah. Okay.
And they have walked.
One more,
we'll just talk about Crystal Falls way up there in Iron County, one of my favorite towns. They've got a couple up there resurrected the Crystal Theater many years ago, and they have kept it alive even though that whole area's been devastated economically. They have a documentary going on for a while this month, documenting all that was going on with small theaters across the UP and how they were affected. They were affected by Trump and climate change, like everything, but...
Right, absolutely.
So that's a cool doc. I'm hoping to get up there to see that, because you're going to have some great old films of the old,
MichiganBackroads.com. 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 MichiganBackroads.com with Ron Rademacher, everybody. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Steve. Have a good trip today.
MichiganBackroads.com.